talk about is just some kind of basic vocal anatomy that if you, people have different ways of, you know, connecting to things. So in terms of your breathing and your air, the most important mechanism that you have is your diaphragm, which is basically this funky looking kind of upside down shaped, they call a parachute, that sits underneath your rib cage. And when you breathe and expand, you need to do so around your middle, and we'll work on this in a second. But when you breathe, your diaphragm, it moves it up, your ribs go like this, and it expands the lungs and all that kind of stuff, and then your sound comes out. Hi. So that's basically the first and foremost motor in order for your voice to be used correctly. If you look at letter B, the vocal cords, this is of you looking down from the top of your throat. As you can see, the tongue's up there on the top. You don't really have to worry about a whole bunch of those other things. The trachea is obviously the tube that goes down into your stomach and that sort of thing. But the vocal cords are those little, well, I guess, yes, they are white on your page. Sorry, mine's in color. So the vocal cords, they're basically mucous membrane, which is kind of gross. But it's pretty fascinating. You can go on YouTube and maybe look up, you know, vocal cords, they have these little cameras that they'll send down through people's noses, and they can watch them vibrate. So, I mean, and if you put your hand just lightly on your throat and everything when we're talking, obviously you can feel your voice vibrating, and so they're just going together like that with the air passing through them and all that kind of stuff, and the vibration, that's what makes the sound. With that, obviously, they need to have some sort of mechanism to help the sound become more full and all of that. So there's four different resonators, is what they're called, that are utilized in singing. The larynx, which is just your throat, basically. And the pharynx is, if you take your tongue and put it up along the back of your two front teeth, okay, that's your hard palate, so to speak. If you slide it all the way back, you feel it kind of get sort of mushy and everything. And everybody just go ahead and yawn, which can be kind of easy on a lazy Sunday afternoon. All of that lovely space that you feel in the back of your mouth, that's your soft palate lifting. And when you yawn, obviously that soft palate lifts. When you sing and when you breathe, that soft palate should be lifted so that you can get the best possible sort of resonance in your sound. And then your oral cavity, which is obviously your mouth, and then your nasal cavity, which is up here where your sinuses are and everything, sort of, is the fourth place where that resonance happens. So that's just a little bit of basics.